It's our regular program from Heritage, and Robin Schroeder, Director of Sales, is here to introduce what is happening, and there's a lot to say in the next few minutes, so please stay with us. We are at Homestead Stables, and I keep being distracted by watching the horses. Somebody's working them in the arena right now, but we're in a special area here for a special project, and before I get distracted any further, Robin, hello. Help me focus on what we're supposed to be doing here today.
Well, hello there, Dennis, and of course, we're in the viewing room at Homestead Stables, so of course we've got a great view. We're watching the horses getting worked right now, and we're getting to know some new folks here at Heritage.
We've been talking a lot recently about the construction of your community center, and we've been doing kind of a play-by-play whenever I'm out here in terms of the progress. We have come here today, though, for a project that is related to that, and I want you to introduce it for us.
Yes, we have the individuals that are introducing our dining experience here at Heritage, and we're delighted to have some guests here today.
I would like to introduce this gentleman first. Hello.
Hi, my name is Jay Church. I am doing a focus group here today to find out the dining needs and wants and preferences for current and prospective residents so that they can call this their home and enjoy a meal any time of the day.
Let me put this in perspective, Jay. This community center that we've been talking about is just under construction now. There's nowhere close to being a dining room or a kitchen,
right.
And yet you are here today finding out what the people would like to have on the menu.
Right, because during the construction phase, we need to know what style of restaurant, what style of food, what style of service that the residents want in order to build it properly and meet their needs.
And I understand that you are something of an authority on this subject.
Well, I am a corporate chef. So being that, I do know a little bit about food.
A lot about food.
But we like to keep it regional and to the demographic that the community is looking for. So we want to have their input to build a program that they'll utilize and be proud of and invite friends and family and more people to come.
Now, Jay, just so the audience understands, you do not work for Heritage. You actually come here as a part of an organization that collects opinions all the time?
Yes, I work for Compass Group, which is a contract food service company, and I'm a certified focus group organizer, so I'm here collecting data with my counterpart, Sarah Ferrario.
Introduce Sarah in just a moment. This is the second of two sessions. What have you learned so far about the tastes of people here in Gary at Heritage?
That they want table service, they want comfort foods, that they really want seafood and the normal things. They are looking for taste memories and items that they might not necessarily make anymore at home, and an option to actually not have to cook and have great food.
Now, Jay, one other thing I just want to squeeze in here before I leave you. You're making this from scratch, packaged meals? I mean, tell me about the process a moment.
We are a complete scratch company. We make all our soups from scratch, and it's going to be treated just like a normal restaurant. You order, it's made to order. And that is the real key to what we do and we bring to the table, and what the benefit to these residents are is that they're going to have scratch homemade cooking.
Sarah, and her last name again?
Ferrario.
Sarah Ferrario. How do you do?
I'm very well. I hope you are today also.
Well, fine. I'm enjoying getting to know you and your whole circumstance, what you're presenting here today at the Homestead campus of Gary in this viewing room at the stable. What is your role in all of this?
I'll help manage the kitchens when we have them all built here at the community.
So you are going to be a direct link from the information being collected here to what's actually you put in the oven and put on the stove?
Absolutely.
Are you excited about all of this process and what's developing here?
I really am excited to be here from the very beginning. Lets us, as Jay said, develop a program and meal service that the residents and the people that call this home, because this is home to them. You know, as someone ages, they sometimes have to relocate, but it's still home. And we want to create the most wonderful social dining atmosphere that we can, because we all know the kitchen is the heart of the home.
Well, right. And just the ability to look forward to meals, to new innovative things, got to be exciting for anybody of any age.
It absolutely is. And people still just love their meals and will get their preferences. And, you know, as the consumers change a little bit, they might be asking for some things that we didn't typically have in the past. And that's why we have chefs to help us create some of those items, some of those fun wow items, maybe some of the healthier choices that we see today. And just fun. Fun at the meals.
Sarah, Jay, thank you very much. Our time is really past, but I'm going to come back to Robin for just a moment here. When will all of this really happen here? In other words, let's put the center on the timetable again, or on the calendar, in terms of when it will be done and when people will enjoy all the benefits that are being planned beginning today.
Really, we're looking at next year. I'm telling folks fourth quarter, and we're going to be so excited. We're absolutely delighted to have Sarah and Jay here and all of our residents and some guests that are taking a look at Heritage. And I really feel that it's going to be such a enhanced mint that we have at Heritage as well as the community at large. So we're really, really excited.
So Robin, if people want to know more about what's happening here today and this process in the community center, the right number to call is
716-763-5608. Give us a call.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to be here today.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.